You know, they've been on the road more than Thelma and Louise over here. And I hope it doesn't end with them going over a cliff over there, Lee. But this Sunday, I will be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Largo, Olmerton Road. Come join me, fans, at the Largo Mall. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff, so this is lunchtime,
perfect
baby.
Perfect time.
And the alcohol will be flowing because at the 9:30 game, we had to wait till halftime before they'd serve alcohol. I'm going to be there early, eating my favorites on the Buffalo Wild Wings menu, maybe a little Philly cheesesteak. You never know. And I'm going to be talking Buck football with as many fans as I can find. It's always a fun time with me. And great Buck fans around town. I can't wait to meet them. You can watch all the games on the big screen. If the Bucks get down by 20 at halftime, you can watch another 1 o'clock game. But we hope that doesn't happen, Lee. I'll see all you Buck fans Sunday at Buffalo Wild Wings, Largo, Olmerton Road.
Why has Bill Curry been your hometown Ford dealer for nearly 60 years? It starts with one of the industry's best lifetime warranties for new and pre-owned vehicles, enhanced by 10-year roadside assistance and free maintenance for a year. Also included are nitrogen tire fills, F-150 and Super Duty bedliners, paint and fabric protection, and more. Add an extensive inventory and concierge customer service, and it's easy to see why Bill Curry is still Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. On Dale Mabry, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium.
And we want to thank our friends at Pin Chasers, their 60th anniversary. Congratulations to them. Great place to bowl. Just really a great place to get out and have fun. Join Pin Chasers Sunday nights, 9 o'clock. Unlimited bowling, cyber bowling, lots of fun. $2 Blue Moons, $3 cocktails. Go to pinchasers.net for all the details. And their huge party, save the date, November 3rd. The 60th anniversary party. They're going to have 60-cent games, 60-cent fries, 60-cent hot dogs, sodas. It's going to be a one heck of a party. Pinchasers.net.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast, and always presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years. The sage Ira Kaufman is here. His cohort in crime, Lee DeCempa from JoeBucksFan.com. And I am Rock Riley, honored to be back with the sage. Coming off of a bye week, how are you, Sage?
Just ordered a black and blue salad, a steak salad with all the trimmings. May not help my waistline, but it's yummy.
You're looking good. You're looking good on Fox 13. I was at my local watering hole the other day, and it came up on the big screen, and I said, boy.
Nice sports coat.
The set, everything, and you look so good. You look good. Scott Smith and the gang, beautiful.
One of these days, I'm going to go on Fox 13. I'm going to wear my Sage t-shirt just to shake up Scott Smith. And as Lee knows very, very well, you know who needed this bye week more than Jason Light and Bruce Arians and Jameis Winston?
DeCempa.
Buck fans.
Oh, what about DeCempa?
Buck fans. And DeCempa. Now, last week, Rock, you weren't involved, but DeCempa and I went at it.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
Because I said, you know, Winston can't do this and Winston can't do that. And DeCempa's holding out hope against hope that Winston could finish strong in these final 10 games and they'll franchise him or they'll do a bridge two-year deal. And DeCempa does not want Jameis Winston hitting that free agent market. We may touch on that again today.
Have you thought any differently?
No, not as a matter of fact, I'm reinforced because I've been doing some research. Who are they going to bring in?
When you do research, I get nervous, Lee.
Who are they going to bring in that's going to overcome his defense? Now, the run defense has been excellent. And I mean that in all sincerity. Excellent. But it's like they've sold out to stop the run in a passing league. What quarterback out there is going to be doing it? Andy Dalton, give me a break. Ryan Tannehill, come on. This is going to freak people out. If not for Jameis, this team would be getting destroyed 35, 40 points a game.
Whoa!
Look at the points
Sage,
that
you
Jameis is scoring.
Do you agree with that?
Just
do you agree
said,
with
Rock?
That, Sage? This is your podcast. Do you agree with what he said?
Well, not based on how Winston played in week one and week six.
Week one was terrible. Say what you will. Yeah, I can't defend his turnovers at London. But they were within the game in the fourth quarter.
He's getting his ass sacked every other drop.
I know. And I'm not one to complain about the offensive line, but please tell me a quarterback could come in and do any better. I don't see anybody.
Well, you know, Rock, a guy that's making a lot of waves right now, speaking about a potential free agent and linked to the Bucks. Teddy Bridgewater.
Beautiful. I wanted to start there. Let's start there.
Look what he's doing with
now,
those
look,
Saints.
You got to have two to tango. Do you think that Sean Payton would let him go?
I don't think the Saints would be in a hurry to give him a division rival a little help if they want to move on from Wednesday.
Are they going to be able to afford him? Is what you're asking.
That's another question.
Now, are you suggesting that he is a successor in waiting to Drew Brees? Then that's interesting.
You're right. There's a lot. It's complicated.
If I was Sean Payton, darn right, I'd want him to succeed Brees. Let's say they want to keep Teddy Bridgewater, and the powers that be in New Orleans are thinking, well, Brees is 40? Would they let Brees go?
Oh,
no,
Lee,
Brees will
Lee,
retire.
Lee,
Brees
have you retire. Been Lee? Have you been drinking?
No,
on the
but I'm just saying
week?
He's 40-some years old.
Another gin and tonic for DeKemper.
Oh my God, they would let pot.
You see what happens on a bye week, Rock? You see what happens with DeKemper?
Brees' contract runs out what after next year?
Lee, he's not going to want to come to the Tampa Bay Bucks. He'll retire.
No way he's going to come to the Bucks. But I'm saying, if you're the Saints, you know, we're talking about Bridgewater possibly. If you think Brees next year, being 2020, is his last year, you probably want to lock up Bridgewater somehow, some way. Yeah,
that's
I can
I'm
see
saying.
That.
It's all right.
Yeah, no, Brees isn't coming to the Bucks. No.
There's no way. All right, Bruce Arians has a very good record after a bye. Do you know what his record is, Sage?
You're about to tell me, my friend.
It is 4-1, him being a head coach after a bye.
That's an 800 winning percentage, my friend. You see how my college algebra comes into play, Rock?
You're good. He has never had a regular season 3-game losing streak as head coach, including in Indianapolis. What would it tell you, Sage, if the Buccaneers lose in Tennessee now to make it 3 in a row? He's setting records for the wrong reasons.
I'm going to set DeKemper up beautifully with this. It would say it all, Rock. It would say it all because Lee... If they're 2-5 going to Seattle, they'll be a 10-point underdog, deservedly so, and the odds on winning that game are 6%.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at 2-6. I don't believe, since the NFL has gone to a 16-game schedule, a 2-6 team has ever made the playoffs. It has never happened.
Okay.
I believe the 70 Bengals did it. You're going back 40 years.
Was Bill Walsh the coordinator there at the time with Paul Brown, 70?
That could have been just about the time that he left. So
because Paul Brown was still coaching at that
time. It would say it all. Now, Tennessee's mediocre. I know they won, but they won because San Diego can't. You know, the Chargers, they got two left feet. They keep shooting themselves in the foot. And Tennessee eked out a win, and Tannehill didn't play bad. But make no mistake, Tennessee's a mediocre football team. They don't scare anybody. You can't name one or two receivers on the team.
Humphreys.
So, Humphreys.
He's not Cooper Kupp, but he's a similar kind of guy.
Right.
I can't think of his name.
I know
but
who you're talking
he's
about.
The guy from, was it Central Michigan? One of those Michigan directional schools.
Corey gotcha. Davis or something.
Corey Davis. Yeah,
Corey Davis. And Derrick Henry's a good back.
403 yards of offense under Ryan Tannehill. He had 2 touchdowns in the final 13 minutes, and they ended up getting that win.
Spark.
So he's decent.
Yeah.
He is decent. And the Buccaneers have not had a very good track record with a
backup. I guess what I'm saying to Mr. DeKemper.
Got it.
And I'm looking him right in the eye. Bucks lose in Nashville. Season over.
Oh, of course.
Time to start thinking about the draft.
Absolutely.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. And what infuriates me, and I've written this several times, the Bucks management does not make any kind of move at the trade deadline. Whether it be to acquire a cornerback, which they desperately, desperately need. If they have any prayer of making a run to a wild card,
whether
that has to be addressed.
Whether they're a buyer or a seller, you don't care.
I don't care. They either got a fish or cut bait, and the Tennessee game will tell them if they're fish or cut bait mode. If they beat Tennessee, they need to acquire a cornerback, plain and simple. If they lose to Tennessee, they need to start unloading these one-year contracts, including Shaq Barrett. Because they need to start stocking on the draft picks. If they do neither, it is grotesque irresponsibility.
You don't sit on your
it
hands
is grotesque
at 2-5,
irresponsibility.
Rock. You don't sit
you
on your hands.
That's going nowhere.
I'm in agreement with you guys. I was watching. Now, listen, I am not an Urban Meyer fan, but he's on Fox on College Saturday, whatever they call it on Fox.
I'd be pissed off, excuse the language, but if I lived anywhere outside the Eastern Seaboard, that pregame show he's on, it's called Noon Kickoff, the hell? It ain't kickoff time in Mountain Time or hell, it's 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast.
I know,
noon,
I know,
big
I know.
Big noon
but
Sunday
you know,
or
you
big
know,
noon
you
Saturday.
Know what he said? He said in his experience, sometimes you got to make a change just for the sake of making a change. Putting a message out to the team. Are you talking about something like that? Because rarely you see the big blockbuster move. It was unusual with Jalen Ramsey going. There was another move. Usually we don't see that. Mm-hmm. But
well, Jalen Ramsey's back.
Cough.
There's another team in the division that needs to make a move, and that's the Atlanta Falcons.
They will.
They're worse
than the
Bucs.
It's called Dan Quinn, yeah.
Now, I don't believe Blank has ever fired a coach in midseason.
Is that right?
I don't think he has. But they're playing Seattle, speaking of Seattle.
Right.
They're likely to be 1-7, Lee, going into the bye week. And I'm going to say it right here on the show. Arthur Blank, if you're listening, I know you call me Irv. I'm calling you Arthur. At that point,
Artie,
you fire Quinn, because there's no way he's coming back in 2020. And you promote Raheem Morris as your interim coach. And you give him a chance.
Interesting.
And if they go 5-3 in the second half and you don't want Morris, maybe another team does, and it's a good audition
for
Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
He deserves
idea.
It.
That's a fair shot. Yeah, I agree with that. That's good. Way to think, Ira.
Now, hold on, Rock.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Go right
in
ahead.
In your tracks.
Go ahead.
Now, Lee, you put something out on our beautiful Joe Bucks fan website, growing website, the source for Buck News.
The source.
And tell me if I'm misinterpreting this, Lee, but the Niners seem to be a little bit anxious, eager, desperate, whatever you want to call it, for a quality wide receiver that scares teams, because John Lynch thinks they're a Super Bowl threat right now, and I'm not sure they're wrong. I think they're a year away, but they're off to a hell of a start.
The Bucs cut Bobo Wilson, Ira.
Now, Lee, you threw that they're up there, and you put a question mark, and you said interesting. Lee, you were not suggesting having a conversation about Mike Evans or Chris Godwin, were you?
No, and I know.
I don't think you are.
Yeah,
I'm not going there, Rock. I'm not doing that.
That's the fat out no.
And there's no other wide receiver on the Bucs
that
John Lynch wants,
right.
other than Evans and Godwin.
I want to get. Hold on,
well,
Sage.
I have a tight end.
Yeah.
And they have a tight end.
I want to get to you about the trade deadline. There's been some rumors out there. I want to hit on that. But first, the Ira Kaufman podcast. All you listeners, remember that all the fall savings are there for you now at BillCurryFord.com, including a 2020 Ford Explorer XLT lease. Many tremendous offers are at BillCurryFord.com. And don't forget their nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. The Bill Curry Ford Showroom, just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry
Highway. I think my
Highway.
Wife's got her eye on an Explorer, Rock.
Nice.
She likes to look at that Explorer.
Beautiful. Bill Curry Ford, remember, very close, just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway.
That's
now, listen, you're
salad that Ira's eating is driving me nuts. I smell vinegar or sour cream or something.
It's got it all, DeKemper.
It's driving me wild, man.
Keep your eyes off my salad, DeKemper.
All right, this is the Ira Kaufman podcast presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years. We've got the NFL trade deadline fast approaching. You guys, it was on JoeBucksFan.com about the report that Bill Belichick, as you call him, Lee, they made a call and interested in the tight end, that young tight end from Alabama, and the Buccaneers reportedly, O.J. Howard, said no. Sage, what do you think about that? Number one, do you believe that Belichick called, and do
yes.
you believe that the Buccaneers said, hands off, we're not going to get rid of O.J. Howard right now?
Guys, let's go. Let's take a trip up to the executive suite at One Buck Place.
All right, let's go up there.
Lee,
up there.
You are now light. Jason Light.
Oh,
you selected Mr. Howard, I believe it was the 19th pick of the first round. You left Dalvin Cook on the table. Mm-hmm. You got O.J. Howard. What have we heard for 2 years? Potential. That means, Lee, you ain't done it yet.
You
love
Sunday
that line. All right. So Belichick calls, we'll give you a 3 for O.J. Howard. What do you think? And we'll give you a 2 in 2021's draft. I think Jason Light, who knows Belichick well, discussed it with Bruce Arians, and they looked at each other and said, absolutely not. First of all, if you're the GM, Lee, are you eager to admit you made a mistake with O.J. Howard? Are you eager? Unless Bruce Arians is applying the pressure to make the deal. If it's up to Light, he's not making that deal because he's telling the Glazers, I screwed up again. In the 2018 draft, Lee, you can't keep doing that.
No,
2017 draft.
Well, I got to go back a little bit. Am I supposed to play Jason Light or not?
Do you blame the Bucs for not swapping a deal with the Patriots?
Hell no. And first off, there's no potential about it. O.J. Howard's proved it. Only thing that's happened to O.J. Howard that's negative, he got hurt both his years, late in the season. He hasn't finished a 16-game schedule yet. That's his only
but
issue.
His productivity is down.
Oh, well, that's because, and this is feeding right into you.
I don't need anybody feeding. I got a steak salad in front of me.
I'm going to give you a chocolate cake dessert. The reason why O.J. Howard isn't going out on pass routes, they're holding him back the block. You know what that tells me? Arians doesn't trust his offensive line. Now, the way it's made up as we speak, with backups on the right side, he shouldn't trust that offensive line.
But he was doing it before the backups came on the right
side.
Yeah,
there's a reason for that.
Rock, if Lee DeKemper is correct in his assessment, and I'm not saying he's not, in terms of we need Howard to block,
right,
then all is lost.
Right.
Well, first of all, you're not playing up to what the guy does well.
You're not attacking.
I think he's a decent blocker, not right. great.
No.
And you're not attacking downfield with Howard. And you got to open up the field so Mike Evans can get freed up a little bit. You can't just rely on Chris Godwin.
Didn't Arians always say that he doesn't believe in max protect?
That,
didn't he always say that? That's
yeah,
what he always
said.
That's what he said.
Flood the field with receivers.
There you go, Sage. There you go.
How do you explain that, Lee? What's going on?
He came to live in reality.
He watched the films of the Niners.
Well, what you could say in theory and what is reality are two different animals. And he probably noticed that even in, you know what might have been the waters, you like this word, watershed. What might have been the watershed moment?
Nice.
The way Cleveland female dog slapped the Bucs offensive line all over the field. That third preseason game, mm-hmm. they got whipped badly. And Arians, might have been a come to Jesus moment for Arians. Like, we better keep Howard back. There's a couple issues. This brings up a couple issues. First off, no way in heck am I trading Howard, especially for a third-round pick. No way on God's green earth. That's number one. Number two, couldn't you find a fullback to do this blocking? That's another question.
I'd rather have Anthony O'Clair if you're going to use a blocking tight end.
Yeah,
good point.
But this adds up to, I know why Arians has Godwin playing the slot. I know why Arians didn't want Adam Humphries. He wanted speed in the slot. Godwin has speed. And can anybody argue with the results?
No way. No.
However,
this third
receiver is nonsense with Scotty Miller and before that Bobo Wilson. Okay, I understand you want Godwin in the slot.
They got Perryman. They went out and got Perryman.
And he can't catch a cold.
Right, and he's been
so
hurt.
I understand you want Godwin in the slot, but circumstances dictate otherwise. Put Godwin outside, have Howard play in the slot. Now you're cooking with gas. Why he won't do that, I don't know. I understand. I fully understand why he wants Godwin at the slot. And the results speak for themselves. But, again, circumstances dictate otherwise. If you're trotting out Scotty Miller, hoping he makes a play, I haven't seen him get separation whatsoever. Just bite the bullet, put Godwin on the outside, put Howard in slot, or Brate, and go at him.
And, Rock, when Bill Belichick calls you, you're not swindling him on a deal, Rock.
Right.
It doesn't happen.
If he wants a player, you keep him.
What about Cameron Brate? Cameron Brate, he's making a lot of money. And in these first six games, he has not been targeted much.
No.
You can't get anything for him. Could you, Sage?
No.
Probably not?
No.
It's only going to be the young guy, O.J. Howard.
You're getting a fifth-round pick for
that's
Cameron
about
Brate.
It.
Yeah,
I think they should utilize him more, Rock, especially if they're going to use Howard mostly
as a blocker. I agree.
Brate doesn't drop a ball. He's a red zone threat. He knows how to get open. He doesn't have O.J. Howard speed. I'm not saying that. He's not going to average 16 yards a catch like Howard, but
he finds a way to get open.
They're not getting enough production out of the tight end position right now, and it's a big problem. A
couple of days ago, I don't know if you saw this with Mike Freeman. I don't know what you think of Mike Freeman. He's been around a while. He's with Bleacher Report. He claims that he has talked to several front office staff and that both the Titans and the Bucs likely are done with Mariota and with Jameis Winston and are likely looking ahead either through the draft or free agency to bring in a new quarterback. I will start with you, Sage. Number one, any truth? Do you believe Mike Freeman? Do you know Mike Freeman? Have you ever dealt with Mike Freeman? Has he been around?
I don't think he's got the greatest reputation in the
business.
Okay,
that's what I wanted to start with.
I think he floats rumors quite a bit. He's written a couple of books. He's been around. He's a veteran. Look, as far as Mariota and Winston, I'll say this. It looks like Tennessee's already made their decision. Barring an injury to Tannehill, I don't think Mariota's getting his job back, and that means he'll hit free agency in March. I don't think that's a revelation if you stopped right there with Tennessee. Now, Lee, Freeman takes it a step further and talks about the goings-on at One Buck Place. First of all, Jason Light or Bruce Arians or Byron Leftwich, they're not going to tell Mike Freeman what their feelings are down the line about Jameis Winston and get it in print, because he's going to be the quarterback for the next 10 games. Nobody's taking Winston out of that job until at least the end of the season, barring an injury. They're not playing Ryan Griffin in 2 weeks.
Even if Jameis has some bad games, they're not going to. Griffin has never taken a snap, and Gabbert's not ready to go.
They're going to give him the full season.
Yeah,
Lee.
And this hopefully will calm some people down, because people are just going mental about. I mean, literally, they're going mental about Jameis. Like, I'm going to go mental if they don't make a trade in 2 weeks. When Jameis went on that 3-game streak, pretty good being, and Arians said he might be ahead of the curve, ahead of the learning curve, and generally. Arian said it takes half a season. Took Carson Palmer half a season. So maybe that was one of those games where maybe he put too much on his plate. And like, whoa, maybe I got to pull back. I don't know. But you know what? That was one horrid game. Horrid game out of six. Now, I know the pick sixes are inexcusable. That I agree. But they played six games. There's no way they made a decision already. No way. If they did, like Ira said, you'd be seeing Griffith.
That's right. I think it's a total exaggeration that they've closed the book on Winston. Having said that, and Lee's not going
to
like it.
I love Mike Freeman. He's a good dude. He's been very good to me, very good to Joe Buck's fan in the past year. So this is not some kind of edict on Mike. Not at all.
You believe that he is credible with this. You don't think that he would have put this out if he didn't have
He's doing a Mike Sando special where he talks to guys that don't work for the Bucks, thinking they know about the Bucks. See what I mean?
Yeah,
Mike Sando does
that
a lot.
That's
with
a good
the Athletic, used to be with ESPN. You know, every week Mike Sando has, here's what front office personnel say about the best running backs or whatever. It's all innuendo. It's all off the record. It's all no unnamed sources.
I think his mistake, Rock, in retrospect,
yes,
is going to be that he put Winston and Mariota's situation in the same paragraph. And I don't think it's quite there. Now, Lee, somebody could argue credibly that maybe if the Bucks had a proven backup, then maybe they would bench Winston.
Perhaps.
Maybe even right now.
Perhaps.
I mean, you could make that argument, Rock.
I'm of the belief that the Glazers told Arians, you got the whole year to work with Jameis. Then after the year, let's see your report.
I think the Kemper's right about that.
Defensively. I cannot believe. Is this defense, are we getting in the territory that this defense is as bad as Mike Smith's defense? It's not that bad, is it, Sage? Some of these numbers with pass defense are horrible.
Well, Lee said something in passing that I think is worth more investigation.
Uh-oh.
Lee, and I know this sounds crazy, but you always hear, we got to stop the run, make them one-dimensional. Everybody says, Belichick, everybody, every coach worth his salt. Got to stop the run first, make them one-dimensional, get them in third and eight. Well, you know what has happened? The Bucks, as you said, have geared up so much, and they've done it so well. It's the best thing they've done this year, is run defense.
In years, possibly.
In years. That, as a result, teams are throwing more passes against the Bucks. On average, I think it's 41, than against any team in the league.
Mm.
Now, that makes sense. You want to butt your head up against Vita Vea and the Ndamukong Suh in the trenches, or you want to go up against Vernon Hargraves downfield? I hate to put it in crass terms, Lee.
But he's being targeted,
So as a result of being so good against the run, your pass defense is being tested more than any other pass defense. And, Lee, I think I can say charitably, they're not up to the test at this point.
You're absolutely right. My argument about this, and I agree with everything Ira said, my issue is, the pass defense is worse. Run defense is excellent.
Yes, it
is. I can't say enough good things about the run defense. Consequently, I can't say enough bad things about the pass defense.
Right.
The ugly thing is, and this is what's right, I wrote this Monday morning on JoeBucksFan.com, where are these rookie corners? Vernon Hargraves, I like Vernon. You do like Vernon too, Ira. When you talk to him, he's an intelligent guy. He's a thoughtful guy. Gives you thoughtful answers.
Big deal.
He's cooperative.
What are you doing on the field?
So,
big deal.
Yeah, I mean, fans don't give a damn, but personally, Ira and I like him. But Hargraves is playing so awful. Are you telling me these cornerbacks are so behind the eight ball they can't get on the field that Hargraves is that secure with his job? Are you telling me that? Why can't they get on the field?
You got the head coach, and Lee, Arians isn't the type that wants to call out his guys at the podium.
He will.
Except for Winston, to a degree. In the last two, 3 weeks, He's called the secondary soft.
Yes, he has.
And I believe he said about Hargrave specifically, he could be more physical.
Yes, he did.
You got to read in between the lines. First of all, soft is a bad word. No player wants to hear that about his unit. That goes right to the heart of your aggressiveness. And as far as Hargraves is concerned, when you get singled out by the coach like that, he might need to play more physical. That's as far as Arians is going to push it, Lee, as saying, you ain't getting the job done, son.
You'll be benched. You'll be gone. Look at what he said about Bobo Wilson. Boom, Bobo Wilson gone.
Bobo Wilson was a bubble player, too.
Yeah, but
not a first-round pick.
But flat out. What about they're hurting for depth on the offensive line, and what did he do with Evan? Cut him, Evan Smith, early on?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Did he hook up with anybody yet?
I don't know if he did.
Speak volumes.
But if I was Vernon Hargraves, you better step it up fast.
I think Ryan Smith deserves a shot.
You know, I mentioned it's very likely that the Glazers told Arians, you got the whole season to decide about Jameis after the season, give us a report?
I would believe that, yes. Yeah.
Could the same have been said for Vernon Hargraves?
Possibly.
Because he was hurt all but one game last year. That was a season opener. The Bucks all but came out and said they thought coaching was the problem. So could the same, I'm not saying the Glazers got involved, but could Light have said to Arians, you know, you got the whole year to work with Arians, with Hargraves, and after the season let me know and I'll decide.
I think the leash on Hargraves is a lot tighter than it is on Winston by virtue of the position.
And that Hargraves really hasn't shown anything. But the most awful thing I could say about Jameis is he's a tease. Just when you think he's done, he shows you he can play. And this guy with Bucks Nation, again, I forgot the author's name. I sincerely apologize. This is one of the best articles I've read in a while, anywhere, especially about Jameis. He said, the reason why the Bucks can't get rid of Jameis because he's too good. Very similar to what I just said. Just when you think you got to get rid of him, he'll have two or three games in a row. Like, you're not getting rid of this guy.
See, that's the difference between Winston and Mariota.
I agree.
The ceiling is much different.
I agree.
Mariota is Mariota. At his best, he's a game manager. But when Winston pulls off 3-4 weeks in a row where you say, gee, we really got something here. You never get that feeling with Mariota and the Titans. So it's that ceiling, Lee, that gives them the impetus to say, we're sticking with the guy through the year. Now, Lee, I'm going to say this, and DeKemper's not going to like it, Rock. And here's where you have to step in as a referee. To say that Arians hasn't lost one whit of faith in Winston is absurd to say that. Now he's seen him for 6 weeks. I claim he was lousy in week one and terrible in week six, and I didn't like him in New Orleans. He had three good games before that. But to say that Arians is feeling the same way about Winston right now than he did on August 7th.
That'd be absurd.
It is absurd.
It's absurd.
It's absurd.
Here's the thing, too, and I hate looking so far down the road, but it's a big decision, and it's looming. If you franchise him, it's going to cost around $27 million, and they have so many more needs, and you're still in that waiting period of another year.
Well, there's also,
do you agree with that,
gentlemen? I don't disagree with that, but there's also a little factor that very few people can factor in, not to be redundant, and no one knows what this answer is. No one knows what the new CBA is going to be at the 2020 season. Well, not only does it go up, and I think I said this to Ira before. Rock, I don't know if you're an NBA guy. If you are, maybe you can answer this. Because right about the time this CBA and the NBA came to effect was right about the time I quit following the NBA altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a Larry Bird rule that basically you can exempt one player from the salary cap?
I believe there is. I think you're right, Lee.
If the NFL does that, and that would be smart because quarterback salaries are going crazy.
Right.
If they do that, let's say, you know, the NFL does this in a new CBA where you get one roster spot and that guy's salary doesn't count, well, then that's your out with Jameis.
Right.
All right.
But that's still an if, and that the CBA, that's not for another year.
I'm going to weigh in right here.
Way down the road.
And yes, parts of Buck Nation,
yes,
they're not going to like it. And the guy sitting to my right, he's not going to like it.
Let's hear it, Sage.
But I'm going to say it very unequivocally. If you're not comfortable giving him a long-term extension at the end of this season, you punt him. You punt him. He's gone. You don't kick the can down the road and say, ooh, after 5 years, I'm still not sure. We like his potential. We like this. We like that. But we're still not sure. If that's the case, he's history. I don't want to bring him back for on a one-year You're already bringing him back, in essence, on a one-year basis. That's what this year.
You don't think you can get him on the cheap, like what Peter King says? You can get him on the cheap now for two-year contract.
No. You either want him or you don't.
Yeah, you're still not sure then. Then you're 2 years still waiting.
And, Lee, I'm not saying don't give him the extension, but I ain't giving it to him right now, and neither are they.
Lee,
I'm not closing the book on him.
Lee is open to this.
He's open.
But it looks like you still, if they're not sure, franchise 27 mil for one more year yet?
I'd lean toward Peter King. You're going to get him on the cheap.
He doesn't think they could do better, Rock. That's the point.
Well, I'll quote Raheem Morris. I will quote Raheem Morris. I will tolerate you until I can replace you. Once they are able to replace him, then you say bye-bye. Until then, urinating in the wind.
Lee, does it impact you about the success some of these young quarterbacks are having around the league? Some of them not even drafted? And I'm speaking about you, Allen.
The interesting, you bring that name up. Football Outsiders, the guy I trust, they despise him. They say he's a fumble machine.
The guy hasn't thrown a pick yet.
Hasn't thrown a pick, but he's a fumble machine, they said. So there's your ugly turnovers.
Well, he's playing so well that I don't think Newton's getting his job back right. If Newton's 100% and they keep winning, I'm not putting Newton back in there. How do you like that?
Well, then that answers your question. He's not available, so what's the point? Well, but if you think Andy Dalton can come in here and do better, come on. Or Ryan Tannehill.
Lamar Jackson's an MVP candidate. You know, I mean.
What, the Ravens going to cut him?
You can win a lot of ways. I'm just saying, you can win a lot of ways with different quarterbacks. You can do it.
If the Bucs think there's a guy out there that's better, then knock yourself out.
And
I'm quoting Raheem Morris. I'll tolerate you until I can replace
you. What about drafting a quarterback? You're totally against it?
No, I'm not totally against it, but if you're going to draft a quarterback, I want to see a freaking house cleaning.
You won't let Arians stay if they draft the quarterback?
Well, Arians,
You don't have to clean the entire house just because you're going to draft a quarterback. Lee.
Yeah, because you figure it's going to be 2 or 3 years. You figure it's going to be 2 or 3 years.
Not anymore. People don't think that way. People don't think that way. They think you can win. You can win with your... Not everybody's a Patrick Mahomes. There's
I know, but this is a good QB draft class. It's almost like, Lee, you're afraid. You're afraid to draft
Don't be afraid.
I see Jameis' ceiling, and the chances of someone replacing that are very minimal. Minimal.
Why do you say that? Why?
I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't want to see the Bucs cut a quarterback, the best quarterback in franchise history, who has proven he can play at a high level, maybe not consistently yet, but he can play at a high level. I don't see that many quarterbacks walking the sidewalk.
Who says he's the best quarterback in franchise?
Don't tell me you're going to call Bashaun King.
Wait a minute. Who says he's unequivocally the best quarterback in franchise history?
Me. And so does the record book.
You ever heard of Doug Williams?
They won. Ira, right now, yes or no? Sean King over Steve Young. Right now, yes or no? Sean King over Steve Young.
Of course not.
Well, why are you being a hypocrite then? Steve Young had 2 freaking wins with the Bucks, and they got rid of him. 2 freaking wins. Sean King has the best winning percentage of all Bucks quarterbacks.
Do you see Winston ever being the MVP of a Super Bowl? Like Doug Williams? How about Brad Johnson?
Sean King is one of 3 Bucks quarterbacks to start an NFC championship game.
Let us omit Sean King's name from this discussion.
No, you're all.
You've got a boner about wins.
But it's not a very high bar. I mean, there's been so much losing.
Doug Williams was a leader.
I'm looking towards the future.
The players believed in Doug Williams.
I became a Bucks fan because of Doug Williams. Don't take this the wrong way. Don't act like I'm not anti Doug Williams. Jameis is the best quarterback this team's ever had. The record book says it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Well, they haven't had a lot of good ones.
The record book might say it, but his record don't say it. His record don't say it. You dismiss Brad Johnson? Very solid quarterback.
Good quarterback. Did he throw for 4,000 yards twice?
Jameis has to raise his game, gentlemen. What he's showing right now, it's not good
enough.
And
I'll say it again. You could have Steve Young back here, and if you don't fix that secondary, it doesn't matter. You can go out and get Phillip Rivers in a trade. It doesn't matter.
Winston has had very good targets the last few years.
Sure.
Very good.
Do you expect him to put up 40 points every game?
No, but he's got very good targets.
There you go. Freaking defense is going down on people quicker than a streetwalker in Vegas.
DeKemper, you have never explained. He's still looking at my steak salad.
I know he is.
DeKemper has never explained why Jameis Winston could not find DeSean Jackson for 2 years. You've never offered an explanation where he's going out with Ryan Fitzpatrick and he's catching balls and he's a game breaker and he goes back to Philly and I believe week one he caught 2 touchdown passes. Why couldn't Winston hit DeSean Jackson?
Well, it would help if the guy ran the same type of patterns in games that he did in practice.
Wait a minute. Dirk Cutter says he was open all the time. He backed up DeSean Jackson slapped your favorite quarterback.
Look, guys, we can't change the past.
We can't change the past.
So going forward here, they had 2 weeks to prepare with the coaching staff now. You had plenty of time. They're going to be rested up.
You're playing an average opponent.
An average opponent. Now, I know this is going to come up. Jameis now is with a makeshift offensive line and especially on that right side. Watford and
I don't want to know the other guy's name, Jacksonville Jaguars.
So is this now going to be an excuse the rest of the way if the offense is not very good?
Absolutely not. I mean,
yeah, shouldn't
other,
be.
Other teams have lousy offensive lines.
I'm glad you brought that
Jason Light, go out and find somebody.
You know.
Number one. Number two, allegedly the theoretically Kappa and Dotson are expected to be back in 2 weeks, roughly 2 weeks. So, no, this shouldn't be a full season
issue. And I'll give you the words of a man who's more incisive about football than the three of us combined.
And
we all agree.
I'm ready. He loves Ian Beckles. I like Ian Beckles, too.
It's only the greatest buck of all time. Not greatest buck of all time.
You mean you go
in my opinion, Mr. Derek Brooks.
Oh, I thought you were going to the grave and digging out Leroy Selman.
Now, Selman and Brooks are 1 and 2.
Yeah.
However. Derek Brooks' answer, very simple, my people. Run the football. Jameis needs balance. Right now, they don't have balance. He said Ronald Jones only touched the ball 6 times in London. That's crazy the way Ronald Jones is playing. Now, I'm not comparing him to Ezekiel Elliott.
Anthony Beck said the same thing. It's ridiculous.
I got a third person to add to this.
Okay, go
ahead. Ian Beckles.
Okay, here we go.
Beckles on his podcast, he goes, he said the touchdown run, though, was a short run by Ronald Jones. He goes, that was a special run. He goes, why they only ran the ball 6 times at London with a banged-up offensive line? He goes, it makes no sense.
All right, so I'll go further. Now it comes down to play calling. Do we get to the point where Arians takes over the play calling? But then again, that's going to make him look bad because Leftwich was his guy. He trained him. So now, and what if that doesn't work?
Well,
where are you on that stage?
I'll say this about that. I think it's naive to think that Arians doesn't play an integral role in the game plan. And I'll extend that even to possibly play calling during the game. Arians is involved. He's not making defensive calls for Todd Bowles. But he's involved, you know, next to Leftwich. He's giving him suggestions. I would do this. I would do that. He's admitted that a couple of times this year that he's called plays.
Mm.
And I think some of them didn't work. And he fell on his sword. Good for Arians. But how about running the football, Rock? Especially if you got a patched-up offensive line. Don't turn the ball over. Keep your defense fresh. Then, you know, stretch the field and keep those chains moving. And we haven't talked about JPP, and they could get a boost from that, too.
Let's end it on that. I wouldn't put too much stock early on because
he's got to get in game football shape.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe that can be a little bit of a spark.
So he plays 20 snaps.
I gotcha. Okay. Oh, you even think in this Tennessee game. We'll find out more later in the week. That's a big, tough task. He hasn't hit anybody, you know?
You think Todd Bowles is going to use JPP strictly as a pass rusher, even though he's good against the run?
I would, because they don't need much help on run defense.
No, they don't.
You know, Golston's doing a heck of a job.
The whole line.
You know, but I like him taking a little pressure off Shaq Barrett, because everybody's focused now on Shaq Barrett. He's not surprising anybody anymore. They're paying extra attention to Barrett.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not letting Barrett off the hook. He needs to play better than he did the last couple
of
weeks.
Well, here's one for you, and this is also a sad element of the Bucs defense, a sad tradition it's become in Buckland. The top 11 teams in sacks, their combined record, I want to say, is 45-26 or 45-27. Top 11 teams in sacks. As we know, the Bucs don't believe in sacks. They just don't. It's not a priority, which just drives me.
Well, Barrett has 9 of their 13, Rob.
And guess what happens when they shut Barrett out? 0-2. Coincidence?
Sage, I want to let all of our listeners know that we want to thank Bill Curry Ford, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Pin Chasers. And again, the Ira Kaufman Podcast presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years. Where are you going to be at Buffalo Wild Wings this
Sunday?
In
Largo on Olmerton Road by Largo Mall, my friend. The game starts at 1. I'm going to get there early so I can mingle.
Coach Combs, will he be there?
I believe he will be. I believe he will be. And you know what? One of the great parts is they're picking up my lunch bill. Rock, I don't have to reach into my pocket. And as the Kemper knows, that's what it's all about with the Sage.
Nice.
You know. Our man beast intern, who did a fabulous job all summer.
Awesome.
Zach.
Awesome.
Who's now back in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
His first assignment for his English class was to write a profile about somebody. Who does he pick? The Kemper, you finished second. He picked me.
Congratulations.
And I got a better story on top of that.
And on top of that, I gave him, he wanted some people to talk to. I gave him Joe Henderson, Martin Fennelly, and I know that he's talked to the Kemper and Isbitz. So I can't wait for this profile to come out.
Oh, I got one that's going to knock Ira's socks off.
Uh-oh.
So, Zach, I had dinner with Zach in New Orleans. He went to New Orleans, him and his dad.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, I had dinner with took him to the gumbo shop.
Who
I paid,
picked up the check?
I did, believe it or not.
Boy, look at that.
And I don't think he was too impressed. That was his first experience with gumbo. I don't think he was, but he loved the whiskey bread pudding. He loved it. Zach was telling me about how he was profiling Ira. And he said, and this is a blast from the past. Ira, do you remember Eric Adelson?
Yes,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
Well, he was with Yahoo Sports.
And he actually is a professor, I think.
Yes, he's a journalism professor
at
the University of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Zach is one of his students.
No kidding.
Yeah, so Zach went up to Eric and he said, hey, I'm thinking of profiling Ira Kaufman. Do you know him? He goes, do I know him? And he strongly goes, you got to profile Ira.
Nice.
You got to profile
How
Ira.
How about that?
How am I going to top that?
This is a good tease. You can expect to see it Tuesday morning or sometime Tuesday on JoeBucksFan.com. And fans are going to love what I'm going to tell them. They're going to love this. They're going to love this. When I wrote a story about the rookies earlier this week on JoeBucksFan.com, I did not ignore the savior, Devin White. He was built up to be Jack Ham and Dick Butkus personified. And I'm not saying he's played bad, but where's the impact?
By the way, Devin Bush is off to a hell of a start in Pittsburgh.
We know. That's going to be deadly.
So
but continually.
I got to be honest, outside of one or two practices, he hasn't impressed me. Neither did Ronald Jones as a rookie, and he turned things around. So I'm not shoveling sand in his grave, okay? I want the guy to succeed. Anyway. He was on Buccaneers Access, mm-hmm. which is produced by the Buccaneers Radio Network. In this interview, that he said Arians chewed him out like there was nobody's business. He said no coach has ever done that to him before. And
it must have been the play where he forgot about Christian McCaffrey
maybe,
out in the flat.
Maybe,
he
but
missed
he,
it.
Good one,
he said that Arians ripped him a new one.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
The details will be on JoeBucksFan.com.
Outstanding, my friend. We've gone from Eric Adelson to an ass tearing. That's the way we end.